the boy predicted 2020 world reveals what it got right. In August 1991, an 11-year-old Canadian penned a brief note to his future self. Mitch Brogan got the idea from his late grandfather Charles to answer a list of 11 predictions and seal them in an envelope until 1st of January 2020. The letter stayed hidden away in a book in his father's office until his death in 2026, when his grandson came across it by chance. He waited to open as it promised until New Year's Day. So what did he get right about life in 2020? The 39-year-old from London, Ontario, said he couldn't recall much about what he'd written in this note. Inside the envelope was a thin, folded piece of paper and an old, ratty Canadian $1 bill from 1954. But he said, when he opened the note, it all flooded back. Looking at my words on the page, I sort of remember making the strokes, he told BBC. At the top of the letter was his grandchildhood address, the date 25th of August 1991, and a rough map to two other time capsules he and his cousin had buried on their grandfather's property. What were his predictions? Now, nearly three decades old. He will be married, have two children, and own a house, a boat, a car, and a truck. He will be a writer and maybe a lawyer, and would be earning a handsome $4.50 a month. He had dire predictions about the environment, imagining the world that none of the rivers and lakes would be clean, and where humans will infest other planets and trash them up like they did to Earth. Mr. Brogan said he was an outdoorsy child who enjoyed cycling and baseball, and had the early instincts of the entrepreneur he would grow up to be. He said he and his friend made about $300 that summer by helping neighbors rid themselves of ermine infestation. The time capsule exercise was the type of thing his grandfather would do, he recalls. He was a strong, stern, loving man, said Mr. Brogan. A commercial driver, Charles Brogan taught his grandson how to scuba dive, as well as life lessons that have served Mr. Brogan well over the years, including to keep in mind that all life's experiences are just a moment in time. As for his predictions in the letter, most never came about. He is not married, has no children, and mankind has yet to colonize other planets. He's neither a lawyer nor a writer, but an entrepreneur who most recently founded a facility with a mission to help people with mobility impairments gain access to technologies that improve their quality of life. He also started a company that developed technology and tools for people who reduced mobility. In 2006, life threw him in a curveball. Mr. Brogan was hit by a drunk driver and sustained a spinal cord injury that left him quadriplegic. After the accident, my entrepreneurship kicked in, he said. Mr. Brogan hopes the letter is just the beginning in a series of time capsule mysteries being solved. He's planned to see if he can dig up whatever he and his cousin buried years ago on his grandfather's property, if the current owners allow it. And he is thankful and stumbled across the letter hidden among his grandfather's books, not long after Charles Brogan died of complications from Parkinson's disease. You think things get lost with time, just like everything else, he said.